Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Horik is back with us now.
Good morning again, Mary. And it's day three of the Cheltenham Festival. Most interest today will be on the Ryanair Chase and the Stayers Hurdle. Ireland hoping to build on a tally of 9 winners so far. We'll shortly go live to the track to speak to racing journalist and broadcaster Don McLean. But first, let's hear from one of the Irish winners yesterday. Jodie Townend rode Bambino Fever to victory in the Champion Bumper. The younger sister of Paul Townend was winning at Cheltenham for the first time.
Couldn't believe it when I jumped off and I managed to get where I wanted to be. It usually doesn't happen in that race. And she turned off with me when I went away from the stands here. And then once we turned down the hill and they got racing, she jumped on the bridle for me and it couldn't have went any better.
And were you being pushed a little bit wide coming into the straight?
I was, and even going away from the stands here, I was pushed quite wide. But I just didn't want to run into trouble. Yeah. I rode her. I don't want to have any hard luck stories. So even when she was pushed right, I was travelling well enough. It didn't affect her.
And you knew from the surge that she had at the Dublin Racing Festival what she had left for you, presumably.
Yeah, she keeps trying. She's got a heart to goal, and she's a special place for me now. Anyway.
Of course. How long have you been dreaming of this moment?
Sure, since I was a child, and grew up then obviously watching Paul riding winners around here, and I die happy now.
That's Jodie Townend. And Don McLean is with us now. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Horik.
Don, a successful and at times emotional day for the Irish yesterday. What was it like to be there?
Some of the stories, Horik, were phenomenal. As you heard from Jodie Townend there, as she said, she grew up watching her older brother Paul riding winners at the Cheltenham Festival. I think that was only her third ride ever here. And she rode Bambino Fever to win the Grade 2 Mare's Bumper at the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. She was on her again yesterday. She gave her a super ride, delivered her at the right time, and she won impressively from heads up of John McConnell's, who ran well to finish second. But as you said, like, so much emotion the whole day. Marine Nacional, the horse with whom, of course, Michael O'Sullivan is synonymous, he won the Champion Chase for Barry Connell. And Michael O'Sullivan, just 2 years ago, he rode Marine Nacional to win the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And the other horse whom Michael rode to win on that day 2 years ago, Jazzy Massey, who was with Gordon Elliott then, he's now with King Collins. He won the Grand Annual later on in the day under Danny Gilligan. So there were just, Michael O'Sullivan remembered for sure through Marine Nacional, but just, like, you couldn't write it, Porrick. The fact that the other horse that he rode as well also won yesterday. And as you said, 6 winners for Irish trainers. William Mullins had a treble. And Jodie Townend, brilliant on the final winner. But just a day that was laced with emotion from start to finish.
And looking at today's card then, the Ryanair Chase has a French horse adding extra intrigue to the race. How are you reading it?
Yeah, really interesting race, the Ryanair Chase. Ile Francais, he did have the option to go in the Champion Chase, or in the Gold Cup actually, but he's going in the Ryanair Chase. It's the intermediate distance, 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs. So he's a big player in the race. Fact to File, he's dropping down in trip. He ran in the Irish Gold Cup last time. He finished behind Galopin de Champs, so he's dropping down in trip, and he's favourite. You've got Protectorate in there as well, Dan Skelton's horse, who won this race last year, and the ground is probably a wee bit softer today than we were anticipating at the start of the week, so that'll help Protectorate. And you've got Envoi Alain as well in there for Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore, who never runs a bad race here at Cheltenham.
And the staying hurdlers are on stage at 4 o'clock. Last year's champion Teopo is back. Do you think he can win it again?
Yeah, he's favourite, Porrick, and deserves to be so. He won it last year, as you say. He ran in the Hatton's Grace Hurdle at Ferry House back early in the season, back in early December. We haven't seen him since then, but that's the plan with him. He's a horse who runs best when he's fresh. He did something similar. Gordon Elliott had the same plan last year. He took a break between the Hatton's Grace Hurdle and the Stairs Hurdle. He came here, he won it last year. He's favourite to win again. Gordon Elliott also has the Wall Park in there, who had the option to go in the Pretemps final instead, but he's going here. Home by the Lee, Joseph O'Brien's horse is there. He's running now in the race for the fourth time. He's 10 years old, but he's in the form of his life this year, and he could run a big race too. And you've got Bob Ollinger again for Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore, and Rocky's Diamond for Declan Queeley. He could run well at it. He's a big prize, but he's a young horse. He's only 5, but he shouldn't be underestimated.
Okay, Don, very good. Thanks for that. That's Don McLean speaking to us live from Cheltenham. Upcoming matches at Tuam Stadium may have to be switched to other venues after vandals damaged the pitch. A vehicle was driven back and forth over the pitch, churning up the playing surface. A voluntary committee has worked hard in recent years to upgrade the stadium. A few weeks ago, over 7,000 fans attended the Allianz League game between Galway and Tyrone, and the damage will be further assessed today. Arsenal booked their place in the Champions League quarter-finals with a 2-2 draw with PSV Eindhoven to win 9-3 on aggregate. The Gunners will next face Real Madrid, who beat Atletico Madrid on penalties. Aston Villa defeated Bruges 3-0 on the night and 6-1 over the two legs to set up a fixture against PSG. Leeds United reinforced their credentials as favourites for automatic promotion with a 2-0 win over Millwall, returning them to the top of the Championship. The Ireland rugby team to face Italy on Saturday will be named at 11 o'clock this morning. Details as soon as they're announced will be available online at rte.ie/sport and on the RTE News app. Jack Crowley and Gary Ringrose are expected to start, with positive soundings emerging as well about the fitness of Mac Hansen, James Lowe and Tadhg Furlong. Roscommon's Lisa O'Rourke progressed to the light middleweight quarterfinals at the Women's World Amateur Boxing Championships in Serbia with a second round stoppage. Lisa will face the third seed from Morocco today, knowing that a win would guarantee her a medal. And finally, next month's London Marathon is set to break the world record for the most participants, with over 56,000 runners expected to compete.
All right, Pádraig, thank you very much.